Assalamu alaikum, readers. Welcome to the Sisters in Spirit podcast, where faith meets real life, one book at a time. We are here for the laughs, the lessons, and the light bulb moments, and all while keeping it spiritual and relatable. Let's dive in.
Assalamu alaikum, and I am Shazia, organized, calm, and the one making sure we stay on track.
And I'm Maliha, social, loud, and here to make sure we don't just stay on track, but have fun doing it. Let's dive in.
This is episode number one, season one, and we are so glad you are here.
My name is Maliha.
Assalamu alaikum, and my name is Shazia.
Welcome to our first Sisters in Spirit podcast. I'm breathing now. This is our first time, and I am very much nervous. I don't know about you.
No, I'm excited. Let's jump in.
Let's jump in. All right, what do you have in mind?
Yeah, so welcome to our first Sisters in Spirit book club podcast. We're so excited to be here. This space really is where, you know, for Muslim women to come together and explore spirituality and through Islamic books and grow together. So we're really excited to start this. So grab your chai, your coffee, comfy, and get comfortable, and let's grow together in faith and knowledge and sisterhood.
We definitely need a blanket. The weather outside right now, it may be nice and bright, but we're expecting snow. So you definitely grab yourself a blanket and some fireplace.
Yes.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, so for our first episode, we really wanted to introduce ourselves and tell you guys a little bit about why we started this podcast and just have fun together. So today we want to give you just kind of a lowdown on why, or you know, who we are, why we decided to start this amazing journey. So here's the scoop, right? So both of us were sitting and having a conversation
at Roots
Community Space.
Yes.
So for those who don't know what that is, it's a community space, a Muslim community space here in Dallas, Texas. And so we were just sitting having the conversation and saying, you know what, while our kids are... Our teens
attending
are
their Islamic faithful, lecture. The faithful lecture that happens every Sunday.
Why don't we use this time to, read about different Islamic books and grow together? And so it was just a couple of us, a handful, I think, you know, two or three people.
Yep.
And alhamdulillah, we, you know, we listen to all these different lectures. We, you know, read books, and we're trying to, you know, grow as good Muslims, and just didn't know how to start and apply.
Where
and we're
start.
Like, are we the only ones struggling with this, or are there other people like us out there?
I knew there was more than us, because this has been a new journey for me, to be honest with you, especially in the last 5 years. I have started to get to know Islam at a different level. And I think the fact that we were in Dallas, it made it even better. We have Umar Suleiman, we have our Qalam, we have our Roots. We have so many great scholars over here. And I didn't realize how impactful our books have been. Because nobody really talks about, or at least in my circle, nobody really talked about the Islamic literature, which was not so philosophical, I guess, because that was my biggest fear. How am I going to read something so intellectual and make sense out of it? So I think that idea of you and I just talking about it, because I just came to Shazia and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think misconception we have, I think you hit it right there, is like when you think about books, you're like, oh my God, these are going to be really heavy reads and it's going to go over my head and I will not know even how to apply it. And so we really focused on the types of books, our selection, to be very easy to read, digestible, simple reads that we could take those and use those, on
apply
our day-to-day lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think as women, we wear so many multiple hats, right? You're a mom, you're a wife, a sister, you know, you work full-time jobs, you're trying to handle your household.
Everything.
With juggling all these different responsibilities, there isn't any, you know, me time, whatever that is, right? And so this is something that I have learned, or I guess this last couple of months since we've started this, it has helped me to have my space.
Yeah.
On how do I want to grow just as
you just age yourself by saying
Muslim.
MySpace.
Huh?
Remember MySpace?
MySpace.
You just age yourself.
Oh, yes, I did. MySpace.
Hey, nobody can guess our age from that.
Yes.
No, really, I think you nailed it. That's it. I just remember sitting there. It started with meeting on every Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We brought our teenagers and we were just sitting out there in the cafe and trying to figure out, okay, what do we do with this time?
Yeah.
And we started talking about the books you were reading, the books I was reading. And the funny thing is, somebody told me to read the Seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Sheikh Yasir Qadhi.
Yeah.
You know how big that book is? It scared me. I was like, wait, how am I supposed to read this?
Yeah.
And
I haven't
understand.
Read that one, by the way.
It's like this thick. Amazing. But you know what? I connected more to his YouTube videos. That was loaded 10 years ago. It started there.
Before
he even wrote down the book.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what I know. That is, I think that was my first take on the spiritual books, and it scared me. Because I was like, wait, I can't read this and understand what's happening.
The heavy reads are definitely a no. Like, I need something more digestible.
So this is why we thought that this book club would be an amazing space for us women who are new to this journey, some who have been on it, some who are new to it.
Yeah, or those that have, it's like a roller coaster, right?
It is.
Because our deen or, you know, spirituality goes ups and downs, right? Yeah. Even at the time of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and our prophets, they had highs and lows, and we're no different, right? We're going to have those highs, we're going to have those lows. I think this space really helps help me, you know, keeps us in check. I think it's like a buddy system. Like, if you were to go, you know, it's New Year's, we have all these resolutions that people have, we're going to go work out, join a gym. But whenever you're starting a workout, right, it's usually, they typically say that if you go with a buddy, if you know somebody's going to be, holding you accountable, you're more likely to get it done. And I think, you know, when you think of it that way, it's the same way. Why do we not apply it in our spiritual journey?
Like Abdul Rahman Murphy said, right? If you're doing a solo one, then you're going to end by January 12th, you're done. Your goal's gone. You're going to give up unless you have someone holding you accountable.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so let's introduce a little bit about ourselves.
Let's do it.
So who's Maliha?
No, who's Shazia? Let's start there. Okay. Who's Shazia? Is it really Shazia though?
Yeah, so maybe that's another podcast, what my real name is.
Yes.
I like to live a different, you know, different names.
Names.
Yeah. So a little bit about myself. So my name is Shazia. I'm a proud mom of two teenage boys and a wife to my wonderful husband for 18 years almost. Alhamdulillah. So, you know, I've been on this beautiful journey of, you know, faith and, you know, for as long as I can remember, again, the ups and downs, right? But I love reading books, Islamic, non-Islamic, fiction, non-fiction. I am an avid reader. But to be honest, like sometimes when you're juggling, you know, million things at once, working, family life, etc., it gets hard to keep track of it. But alhamdulillah, you know, it's a place for me where I feel like it grounds me. It just gives me that calmness. So that's my space of where just going into a different world and, you know, when I go into reading. But other than when I'm not doing that, I love nature. I love being outdoors. We love traveling and especially road trip. We just came back from a trip from Colorado and we love taking road trips with the kids and just disconnecting from the world and connecting with our family and with nature. Alhamdulillah, it just really brings, you know, look at all the beauty Allah Ta'ala has brought in this world. But alhamdulillah, you know, that is what I enjoy doing. Do you work? I work full time. I work at Visa and I've been in corporate for about 10 plus years now.
Nice. Yeah. There goes your resume. Good job. All right. So I'm Maliha. I'm actually from Pakistan and we're both actually Pakistanis. Yeah. So
I'm made in New York City.
New York, California, West Coast, okay? I got the Tupac, you got the B-dude.
Yeah.
All right, anyways, just kidding. So I am a mother to three girls. I've got a 14-year-old, 10-year-old, and an 8-year-old. I don't know what she's made of, but anyways. I've been married for 16 years. My parents are here in Dallas now. My brothers are here. So we've got a pretty big family system going now. I love Dallas. At one point, I really wanted to move out of here.
Everybody's moving here. Everybody's moving to Dallas.
Exactly. Yep. I ain't letting go of Dallas now. Yep. We're staying. What do I do? So I have a business. I've done corporate America for a long time. Decided to start my own business. And then through it, it became so overwhelming. I started reading. And I think that helped me a lot just to kind of put my life in perspective. Although my big milestone this year has shook my soul. 40. Although my body says otherwise. But you know, honestly, I felt like I was lost. I didn't have a purpose. And I needed to figure out what I'm doing with my life. Because I grew up in a more cultured environment than more religious. So I felt that part was missing. Because here I am trying to teach my kids outside of culture about a religion. I didn't know where to start.
And you know what's interesting? That when your children ask you, why do we do this?
Exactly.
You have to take a step back and ask yourself, why do we do this?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think all those questions, actually you bring up a good point. All those questions that my kids were asking, I mean, we made sure we sent them to an Islamic school. We made sure they were part of, like, you know, the Islamic
community.
Community,
right? Yeah.
Our friends, our, you know, the masjid, Valley Ranch is our home. I want to say that proudly. Just kidding. So that part, I felt like my part was missing. where I was not being held accountable and I was not doing my part as a mother. So I think the books, the lectures, showing up at the masjid, listening to all these amazing scholars, making an effort where we went to Yasmin Majahid, remember Yasmin Majahid's seminar for her book that she those things I felt like...
Reclaim Your Heart, or was Reclaim, it...
I think the new one.
Healing the Emptiness, which is a book we are going to read, you know. In the next couple of months,
I didn't realize what I was missing until I started putting myself in that. So I think that is one of the reasons I decided to take this route. And my kids have been the reason behind it. Because I wanted to be held accountable for something that I learn and teach them at the same time where we can apply it in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Because anything you learn from books, I'll be honest, if you can't apply it, they mean nothing.
Yeah. If you're not going to actually, you know, make the effort and the actions that follow it, then it's just, you know,
it's just one of those things that you throw in the garage and you forget about it.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like I was doing.
Or you're just checking the box. I'm reading this just to check the box. I think that's what this book club really helped me as well, is getting the information, but then having those discussions with other moms or other sisters, other friends, and having more meaningful conversations of, well, okay, well, you know, how do we apply this to this situation that I'm having? And so really this book club has helped me. I don't know if it's helped others, but it definitely is helping me, and I'm so glad to be part of it.
Same. Yeah. And just to give you an idea, we started this, what, 4 months ago?
Yes, in August. We started with In the Early Hours by we did Yasmin Mujahid's book, Reclaim Your Heart.
Then Power of Dua.
Yeah, Power of Dua by Ali Omarayan, which was great because we got to have the
author join us
via Zoom because she's in UK, and that was a great read.
What an amazing human, by the way.
Yeah.
Amazing human.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And now we started with Secrets of Divine Love, but we're shifted to Allah Loves by Omar Suleiman.
Yes, and that's been a great read, and more to come on that. We will do an episode just to kind of do a deep dive on that, inshallah. Let's talk about, like, what is this Sisters in Spirit book club? Like, how often do we meet? Where do we meet?
Oh, yes, the fun
part.
The
details, yeah.
So we do have a social media page on Instagram. It's called Sisters in Spirit_Dallas. And we decided to meet once a month to go over one book every month.
Yeah, so every month we pick one book. So for January, we're doing Allah Loves by Omar Suleiman.
And that's why we're trying to keep our books light. It's a bigger book, then we'll spread it into 2 months. But for the most part, majority of our books, we're reading them once a month, meeting every third Sunday of the month.
Yep.
Third Sunday of the month, 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Roots Community. Okay. So we have officially been accepted to collaborate with Roots as of this month, January of 2025. So a lot of our official communication is going to be posted via Roots Community page. They have a calendar that they post every month, which shows all their events that are going to be happening. So you'll find this on there as well. And additionally, we'll have this information be delivered on our page as well. The registration link will only open 10 days before the third Sunday of every month.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. We get a lot of questions online asking about where's the registration link, when do we register, what book are we reading. So you'll notice all the information's on the page as far as what we're reading. However, the registration link, it will not be open and available until the 10 days before the meeting itself.
And all of our communications updates on our Instagram page, as Liha mentioned.
And we generally communicate. So the way we have our page running right now is a lot of posts that you'll see in our stories, a lot of quotes that we're putting up, they're all driven from the books that we're actually reading that month.
Yeah.
So we want to make it more interactive in a sense, like, you know, something that catches our attention that we know we are relating to. And we know most of the women in our book club that relate to mainly the same stuff, because we're kind of going through the same wave of, you know, raising our kids or families or whatever we're maybe going through. So a lot of those quotes are driven from the book that we're reading that month. So it just kind of gives you that relevance as well.
Yeah. And so do you have to read the book to be part of the book club? Yes, it's highly recommended. So the registration, even though it's going to open up 10 days or a week in advance of the actual sessions, the notification will be posted on Instagram for that month, what we're reading. You know, if you don't follow us there so you can be up to date on the books. Inshallah. And then we do recommend reading the book because that is what the entire conversation is going to be. It's going to be on the book. And that way you can actually learn from it and use that as practical, you know, and it's okay. We get busy. Sometimes you start the book and you went halfway and you weren't able to finish it. It's okay. We want you to at least try to get the book. and it's for make your the effort yeah. to read. So yeah. that way it's more of an interactive, you know, and you can
not
get something out of it.
How yeah. you can apply it in your day-to-day yeah. life. Majority of the activities and the things that we're doing in our book club, the conversations that we're having, this is not a scripted thing. We're keeping it light. Of course, we have everything organized in an as an outline. Obviously, we have a project manager over here whose yeah. major OCD is to have an outline. Then you have to me who track. Goes with the yeah. flow.
But it's good. Yeah.
It keeps us on track. And of course, we have to be respectful of the time. So we like to start on time. We like to end it by 4:30 because then we have to keep in mind the namaz schedule as well, right?
Yeah, because it's so, right at Asr and they have Salat exactly. at that time.
So we did yeah. shift our timings based on what we had between fall and winter, of course, because of the azan and everything. But for the most part, we like to respect your time. So our interactive conversations are also tied with an activity that we do. So in the last 4 months, we've been doing activity based on yep. the books that we read within our meeting. In the future, we're thinking maybe we could do it outside of the book club meeting.
Yeah, have social all, outings. I think you know, that would be a good way to connect.
Again,
yeah.
that goes back to our motto of, you know, with the journey of growth, reflection, and friendship. By the way, we forgot to mention about our sign.
Yes. Yes.
See?
Go with the give flow. Credit where it's due.
Go with yes. the flow. So this right here, it's funny because when we thought about starting this book club, literally went home, decided to make our logo on the fly, and then I started Googling because we wanted to have like some sort of a thing that shows our name and our logo. Yeah. So when I went on Instagram, we came across Ruya by Rabia, and she's a local from Dallas who happened to make this for us, and we're so thankful, by the way. This is like our honorable first
yes.
thing for our book club
yeah,
that we spend our money on.
So thank you.
Yes, yeah. thank you for that. But so yeah, going with the flow, what were we talking about?
We were talking about the Sister in Spirit Book Club podcast.
The podcast.
Yes. And so I think that in terms of, you know, meeting, we've kind of talked through that.
Right. Oh, a Telegram. Do you want to mention about the Telegram? Once yeah. Roots.
Since we're part of the Roots program now, alhamdulillah, all of the means of communication will be through Telegram. So once they have it posted on there, you can click on it and you can get updates via Telegram if you don't have social media or right. wanted to get more recent, more updates through that, inshallah. Other than that, we're really excited about starting this new journey, yeah. I think.
Yes, you know? We are. I am. I definitely am. Honestly, yeah. the last 4 months, just reading through these books and applying most of that stuff at home, mm-hmm. just like one little action item, right, has made a big difference.
It is. And
yeah,
I think it's like, it's the baby steps, right? You don't have to do something so drastic. You know, we're all learning and growing. I think, you know, I went to Qalam for Jummah this past Friday, and something Sheikh Abdul Nasser Jangra had mentioned about, you know, we're humans. We're going to sin. We're going to make mistakes. We're not angels. And I think we're not perfect, right? I think it's the effort, making effort to try to get better. And so as we're creating this journey, going down this podcast, we're going to make errors, Yeah, and I. We're going to say things that
please,
probably
yes.
don't know for sure, right? But I
Disclaimer.
Think that we're growing, we're learning, and we want to have fun at the end of this this journey. So I'm really excited.
Me too. Yep. And you know what? This whole effort of putting together the book club and, you know, this podcast, our kids are paying attention. Our husbands are paying attention. At first, my daughters didn't think I was going to come through. They just saw me reading a book, and that was it. A silent book reader in my corner, having my own me time. But now they're curious. They want to read the same books. They want to know what we're doing. Because I've been literally taking small things from each book and applying it in our lives.
Yeah, little texts, little passages that you read along. Like, you're like, hold on, everybody stop talking. Put your phones down in the living room. I just read something that I think you all need to read or listen to.
Totally talking about patience
in Allah loves, right?
Allah
yes,
loves.
Yes,
yes. Can't wait to talk about that because I feel like every chapter I'm literally sitting
oh my
there.
God. Yeah.
Oh my God, I can relate. Oh my God, I can relate. So I'm excited. So thank you. I'm glad we're doing this together.
I know, me too.
Just for the record, Shaz and I go way back.
Yes. When we were pregnant with
You were pregnant with your second one, and it was my first one. And you were laughing at me because you didn't know you were pregnant. Yes, that's how far we go back. Yeah. So it's been a good journey.
It has, and many more, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Yeah.
So, do we want to end this?
Yes, I think we're ready.
Remember, sisters in spirit, life's a test, and Islam
is
the
answer. Yes. The answer is the solution where we need to be headed.
But that's you guys next time.
Assalamu alaikum.